Yeah, unfortunately, over the weekend, I'm sure this is a regular enough occurrence around most coastal communities, but unfortunately, over the last couple of days, I got a call that to check out where some people had come. There were two carloads and stayed over the night and had a fire on the beach in an area that's very vulnerable as it is, with on the marn grass and with erosion. So that would leave us quite concerned anyway. But what happened was that they lit a big fire and they decided to leave everything that they took with them behind them, even the tent. And that left a mess. And to be honest with you, I think it's very disrespectful. It's not acceptable that people think that they can come into any community, neither if they're from Cork, Kerry, Derry or Sligo. It's just not acceptable to think that, like I said, coming to a beautiful community like ours and leaving all their scrap behind. Like I've seen in the past where people had come in a small caravan, and instead of bringing the caravan back to wherever they came from, they decided to burn it at the beach.
I have to say now, whenever I saw the post that you put up, there was a few things that had struck me there. One was the glass bottles. They're going to break. But the fire still had a massive branch lying across it that was spilling onto the grass.
Yeah, it was. And people are absolutely furious about it. I put it up on Facebook to bring attention. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the local community who came along and cleaned it up. But it's not for the community to clean that up. We should respect any community or any environment that we go to or we're in. But these people decided not to.
The taking or leaving the tent there was really a bit extreme now.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's not the first time that this has happened. Where we live, we're very lucky. It's a very, very beautiful area. It's in Brads, looking right across at the strand. None go around the forest this time of year. We're busy, obviously, first and foremost, ourselves as locals who walk these beaches regularly. But we have a high number of visitors coming to the area, and we have the Gael Scholars here, or the Lough Derry Scholarly, who are here. And I'm furious, and so is the community, the wider community, furious that people think they can just do this, that come into an area and just do as they please and then bugger off.
And you're hoping that there will be consequences here. The registration plates of the cars were taken.
Yeah, look, what do you call it? There's always consequences to it, and people are quite alert to it, especially down around that area. We have the owners of the land there for it, and I'd like to thank them, who do great work and are quite vigilant around people camping around the airport, but also the Carrick Fan Trust. And it's not acceptable that, like I said, people do this, but there are consequences, and when you get people's registrations, there is a follow-up to it.
Is camping allowed there, obviously done in a responsible way?
No, there's not. There's not. And we have, from right around the whole county, we have, and I want to make this very, very clear, 99% of those who go camping are extremely responsible, need that with a tent or a camper van. Myself and Kyle McGlynn would often go camping in his camper van, and you know, we have a very clear position, leave no trace, and we do have camper sites here around, need that be Ganlasheag or need that be Sleepy Hollows or anywhere around the area. There's plenty of places to pull in. Now, yes, do we need more? Of course we do. We had a discussion in our own council chamber lately in relation to this, I think about 2 weeks ago, that we do need more. There's far and far more people looking to come camping. But just because you come to a beautiful area doesn't mean that you have a right to camp where you want. And that doesn't always have to be right on top of the beach.
And I suppose finally, Councillor Miguel Asbug, the last thing that we'd want to do is for this to deter people from visiting the scenic parts of Donegal. Is there anywhere they can find information to visit and do it in a safe and responsible way?
Yeah, of course. Anybody that's a regular campers would know where to find it online, and they know exactly where they can and can't camp. And it's not that we want to keep anybody away from our beautiful area, but like that, you have to be respectful and people pulling up and doing what was done over the last couple of days. And I can guarantee you that this won't be a one-off conversation. This will be a conversation that will be had over the whole summer, as we always do every year now, this last good number of years. So people know where they can and can't camp, and then I'd ask them to be respectful to our community when they come here.